Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Don't like some conditions with your credit card? Just ask to change them.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. I'm John Wardock. CreditCards.com has found many of you have succeeded in changing fees and rates for your cards. CreditCards.com has actually done some research on this, and joining us with details is Matt Schultz. He's a senior analyst at CreditCards.com. So, Matt, fill us in on this. What has happened with consumers being upset and trying to change things with their credit cards?
The big takeaway from this survey is that people have much more power than they think they do when it comes to their credit cards, and they need to use it in order to get themselves better terms. So if you want something like a lower interest rate, a higher credit limit, a reduced annual fee, or a waived late payment fee, just pick up the phone and call and ask. There's a decent chance that your request will be granted.
From the research that you did, how successful have people been in trying to get a new rate or a fee waived?
We asked about four specific things: getting a higher credit limit, a lower interest rate, a waiver on a late payment fee, and a reduced annual fee. And on average, about 84% of people who asked for these, for one of these things, got the request granted. So, and that number is almost 90% for those who asked for a higher credit limit, 82% who asked for a reduced annual fee, 87% for those who asked for a late fee waiver, and 69% for those who requested a lower interest rate. So even the least successful among these is almost a 70% success rate, and that's pretty darn good.
It sounds as though consumers have wised up to the fact that they can do a better job of managing their credit cards.
I think that they have in a lot of ways, and they understand a lot more about the costs of these cards and how important it is to manage them. For example, a lower interest rate can save you a lot of money over the course of years, depending on what your balance is. So that's a really significant move.
In terms of age groups, did you find anyone succeeding more than another age group?
In a couple of spots, we did. We found that younger baby boomers, so folks in their low 50s to low 60s, were the most likely to have their annual fee completely waived when they asked for it. And that makes sense because those folks would be in, you know, pretty good earning years and also would have had time to build up a long track record of good credit. The other thing that we saw was that older millennials, so late 20s to mid 30s, were most likely to get an increased in their credit limit. And that's good news because at that age, you might be asking for a higher credit limit off of your first credit card. And anybody who remembers their first credit card knows that the terms on that card, including the credit limit, usually aren't up to what they could be. So it's good to ask.
We're talking with Matt Schultz from CreditCards.com, and you're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
We'd like to say a quick thank you and share a message from one of our sponsors, Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to launch innovative transportation solutions, including its carpooling option, Uber Pool, and enable a world on the move. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Matt, how long would it take to change a rate or get a fee waived?
Depends on the issuer and that sort of thing. But generally, when it comes to something like getting a late payment fee waived, it's pretty quick. It's a matter of just calling and asking, and it may take a day or two for it to appear on your account. But these things generally move pretty quickly. For something like like an interest rate change, that might take a little longer, but we're not talking about months here. It can turn around fairly quickly.
And what advice do you have for someone thinking of doing this?
Well, my main piece of advice is that if you want to change something, just give them a call and ask, because there's a good chance that they'll work with you. And if they won't work with you, don't be afraid to walk away, because there are lots of offers out there at sites like creditcards.com or filling up your mailbox at home. So you have an awful lot of power against these companies, so don't be afraid to use it.
And don't be afraid to transfer your balance somewhere else where you would get a lower rate.
Exactly. Balance transfers are very popular now, and there are lots of offers out there that even last as long as 21 months. That's almost 2 years with no interest. That's a long time. It can save you a bunch of money.
He is Matt Schultz at creditcards.com. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
Matt joining us via Skype from Austin, Texas, one of my favorite cities. And this has been Your Money Matters from The Wall Street Journal. I'm John Wardock.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.